In New York, 150 girls and boys are given a practical challenge at a so-called hackathon to use computer coding on the VidCode website to make a video to help abandoned animals in shelters.
You get to use a lot of coding blocks to program stuff. It's really cool.
On the other side of the country, in the West Coast office of VidCode, co-founder Ali Diracles demonstrates the program, which teaches computer coding as users make videos to post on sites like Facebook or Instagram. The girls select graphics and images
and upload it to our software. And then on our software, they will actually use programs and scripts and write their own computer programs to modify that content.
These New York contestants learned they are winners for their short video that helps abandoned animals.
You really need a lot of intelligence and math, because sometimes, like, to make an animal move, you have to think about the angle you want it to go to, and then, like, how many steps you want it to move.
The web-based program teaches computer coding step by step, and the girls, like boys, thrive in this competitive atmosphere.
We don't see girls intimidated. We see them kind of taking the lead in groups and really kind of project managing.
And they dream about using their skills.
I would create a video game website or like a TV show website or something like that.
As they break down stereotypes.
When you think coder, you think male, you think nerdy, you don't think creative, at least traditionally. And I think we're starting to change that.
They are learning technology as they promote a worthy cause.
I think that we did great because we put a lot of effort and we said helpful things to make awareness to help dogs and all animals around the country.
And they mastered important computer skills in the process. Michael Sullivan, VOA News, San Francisco.
And then for the function, where was the logo located? Right here.